Imam Khomeini has left tens of invaluable books and treatises on various subjects, including ethics, mysticism, jurisprudence, theology, philosophy, politics, and sociology. Many of his works have been printed and published. Some of his manuscripts and treatises, however, were unfortunately lost during moving house or otherwise destroyed during raids by the Shah's secret police on his house and library. He had a good handwriting and observed the traditional style of writing, which emphasized terseness. He had a good style of writing in which he often made use of literary figures of speech and innovative pleasant compounds. The unique style in which he addressed his political and religious messages gave rise to a whole new style in Iran's political and religious literature. Some of the most significant works of Imam Khomeini are An Exposition of the Report of the Conflict of Reason and Ignorance, An Exposition of the 40 Reports, The Secret of Prayer, The Rules of Prayer, The Book of Cleanliness, Unlawful Business, Hajj Ceremonies, The Book of Trade, The Book of Rituals, The Greater Jihad, A Collection of Poems, and The Political Divine Will.
The late founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini, said, "Muslims should cry out against tyrants. Don't think it is fruitless to shout, to chant slogans. No, it would produce results, but provided that all Muslims cry in protest and not one person alone. The shouts of protest of a small group in a neighborhood, in a city, are to no avail. Everyone should protest. Nations should protest against tyrants and listen to the cries for help of others as if these cries are obligatory orders from top authorities. Those who have mercy on Islam and feel compassion for their nation should try to awaken people so that the evolution that has taken place in Iran might take place in their countries too. All issues could be resolved if such an evolution occurs in other parts of the world too. In that case, you would not worry that a group of corrupt people occupy Al-Aqsa Mosque. But if their differences among Islamic nations and their governments continue to be un-Islamic and laic, one cannot expect Islamic countries to overcome enemies. You Islamic countries should observe and follow the teachings and orders of Islam. A point about which there is no doubt is that the obligations of a Muslim who lives in the most remote part of the world are the same obligations as the Muslim Palestinian people. Muslims are like a unique hand who should consider the problems of other Muslims as their own. Their obligations and responsibilities are the same. There is no discrimination or division among them. No Muslim country has superiority over another. Those who are more pious and devout are the most superior before God, and the judgment of God is the most important.